The Volumes of Truth. Volume 2. A Day in the Lord. April 28, 2005, from the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. Again I say to you, a day in the Lord is as a thousand years. And there is also a time coming, when a day shall be for a year, and a week, as seven. Yet the length of the day of the Lord no one knows. For it remains set within the counsel of my own will. Yet for those who escape, there is a day wherein time has no meaning. And behold, it shall surely happen. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, one shall be taken, and the other left. For there shall be two in the world. One discontent, yet filled with joyful expectation. And the other content, yet filled with a great emptiness. The discontent shall be taken, their joy fulfilled. The other left in bitter sorrows, lamentation, and great weeping. Yet you need not grieve for those who remain. For they need only humble themselves before me, and repent. And they too, shall abide at my right hand. For thus declares the Lord. I shall indeed rob the world, of those, who are not of the world. I shall surely steal them away. The first election removed, and the pure in heart, taken. I am the Lord. Yet the world's loss shall become gain, for those who receive understanding, and repent. For all those who call upon the name, in sincerity and in truth. Behold, in that day, many shall see the angels of heaven, ascending and descending, upon the Son of Man. Says the Lord.